Now, the Ashes finished up on Sunday. Oh,
finished up?
Finished up quickly.
In 3 days.
Quick. Did the Poms turn up?
4-0 the result. They were 1 wicket away from a whitewash. And our next guest captained England.
Yes.
He's an ex-teammate of mine. He cares about his nation. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he's going to have a bit to say about his mob, their performance during the summer. Michael Vaughan joins us. G'day, Vaughny.
Well done, Vaughny.
Good day, guys. How's it? How's Adelaide?
Yeah, Adelaide's good, good, mate. 30 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. We're rocking here, mate.
Marvellous.
But Vaughny, seriously, mate, what was that that you boys dished up?
You know you're in trouble when there's all those tweets flying around and WhatsApp groups saying that we should have Novak as our batting coach because the Aussies couldn't kick him out for 2 weeks. You know you're up against it. Oh, they just didn't... From the first test match to the last, they just didn't get everything right. They got selection wrong. They got the basics wrong with the no balls, catching. Preparation was obviously not great, so you have to give them an excuse for that. But, you know, when you see a lack of fight, you know, and I'm not just going to pick on Ollie Robinson, but when you see a number 11 just walk out there who can actually bat a bit and he goes and stands on the square leg umpire and he gets bowled off stump first ball, and that's the last of we see of the Ashes. They've just lost the fight. We saw it in Sydney on the last day where they showed a bit of character and spirit. There's a few injuries and they showed what I thought they had, and they certainly have had it in the past, and I'm sure we'll see a bit of it in the future. But they just seem to throw the towel in, and that's disappointing. You can't accept that, you know, as an ex-player and the supporters. We understand that the Aussies are better. And we understand playing is quite tough for our style of cricket, but when you see a lack of fight, you know there's problems within the camp. So, like pretty much every tour that we come down under, there'll be a report that's probably copy and pasted from the last time, from the previous time, from 2006-07, 2002-03. But I think this time it's almost like a line in the sand moment. We need to change plenty of things back in the UK.
Hey, Vaughny, is there any truth to the rumour? And you spoke about a little bit of trouble inside the camp. There's been a bit of talk about the culture problem. I mean, bullying, fat shaming, excessive drinking. Is there any reality to that, or are we just kicking a team while they're down?
It's just a normal England cricket tour.
We're not talking about your tour.
What's different? There's whispers and rumours, but there are always whispers and rumours when a team gets a good paste in. You know, I don't think it's been easy in the bubbles. The one thing I'll say is that in bubble life, the bar doesn't shut because you're in your team room. Whereas in normal times, you get kicked out of a bar at 1 a.m. because the bouncers want rid of you. And maybe that's been a bit of an issue. I had no problems with the lads having a drink with the Aussies the other night, and they got caught out on a balcony. I believe Graham Thorpe was having a cigar he shouldn't have had, but I'm not going to be too harsh on the players for doing that. I'll be harsh on them for the mentality they showed throughout the Ashes because it's just not good enough. But it's no different to what we've seen in the past. In 6-7, I remember not playing, but I was injured, went into the one-day series, we were getting beat, and we pretty much had a stag trip on the one-day tour just to try and relieve a bit of the tension. And we managed to win that one-day series. So it does have... Cricket is a funny sport. I mean, Bluey knows as much as me that it's one of those sports that, yes, you want to be professional and you want to do the right things, but there are certain individuals that can get... I mean, we play with Darren Lehman, who was pissed every single night.
He averaged
70 plus and hardly got any sleep. So cricket is a game, whether it's right or wrong, that, you know, some characters can get away with it, but it's when you hear of management and when you hear of a few younger players that are getting dragged along into that kind of environment, you know there's an issue when that happens.
Hey, Vaughny, can I ask you about Joe Root, Yorkshire boy? Yep. You're a Yorkshire boy. I'm sure you're pretty close to him. Where to for now with Joe Root? Like, I thought he played okay, and he got that bloody grubber on the Sunday in Hobart. But what do you think? Does he stay? I mean, Stokes is the only possible option. I don't know whether he wants to do it.
So you want Joe Root out?
How's he travelling?
You've just said it. There's no one else. You can't give Ben Stokes the England captaincy. I just don't think he's ready for that role just yet. You go back to 21 when, you know, he had his finger injury, then he had a few problems with his mental health. He's come to Australia, hasn't played anywhere near what he would have expected. He obviously picked up the side injury, and now people are saying, oh, he should be the England captain. I'm going, nah, keep that away from him. He leads anyway. He doesn't need the captaincy. Joe Root just needs a few bad cops around him. Mm. He needs a coach and potentially a few in the team and maybe in the back room that, you know, I know it's a different era and I know you've got to manage, you know, players in different eras differently, but I just think England are too cosy. I think everything's too nice. I think everything's too friendly. I'll mention a name, and he's not available yet, but a Justin Langer-style character is what English cricket needs. Someone that will point the finger, not accept, you know, maybe some of the discipline problems that we've seen on this tour happening. Just drill the players. I don't know what you think, Blue, but I just think player power's taking over. I heard that there's a few Australian players don't want Justin Langer. I'm going, what's it to do with them? What is it to do with the players? You know, the players are there to play, the coaches are there to coach, the administrators are there to administrate, and it shouldn't ever be changed from that. And I just think Joe Root just needs a few around him that are potentially not quite as cosy and not quite as nice. He's a great guy, one of the great men, and he'll continue to be that because you can't ask him to suddenly be a real ruthless man in the dressing room. He's just not that kind of character. But as we saw last year with the bat in hand, when he plays, you know, without his runs last year, I mean, I think, what did England lose? You know, I think they've won 4 tests in about 15. Yeah. And it's only been because of Joe Root when they win. Mm. So they need his runs. He's proven that he can score runs as a captain. And I just think with the changes required in our game leading up to the next couple of years into the Ashes in 23, I don't see anyone else. He just needs a better team around him.
Hey, Vaughnie, now, Bluey mentioned a little bit of a connection and a bit of history there with you. And Bluey came over to Yorkshire as well. Oh, now, you would have been all pretty excited. You got the gun batsman from Australia coming over. So I thought I'll just look up the stats a little bit. This man didn't make over 10 for his first 5
digs.
What a letdown.
It's a junket.
Well, Vaughnie didn't protect me. He was opening and I was 3.
So you got sloshed.
One for none every game.
You got on the piss, you bloody milked the guts out of poor Yorkshire, you financially ruined them.
Yeah, let me tell you, you know you're struggling as a bat when you have more pints every game to run.
Vaughnie, before we let you go, how did you rate our Greg Blewett's performance on the Channel 7 coverage and Triple M cricket coverage?
He's not watching, he's Fox.
Well, he's nowhere near as good as... Nowhere near as good as Fox, but on Triple M, I think he's excellent.
So we don't have to see his head.
Great question, Jas. Oh, good contribution there.
Vaughnie, can the Strikers win the BBL?
Nah.
Are they still bottom?
No, we're in the finals.
They're going to sneak in somehow, but I don't see past the Scorchers or the Sixers. The Strikers might get lucky once or twice, but they ain't winning it.
Hey, Vaughnie, thanks for your time, mate. You're a bloody good sport. Well, and because you've been through the ringer, mate, 4-0.
Good luck.
It's been a long summer. But
we'll see you in 18 months' time.
He might be playing.
Don't worry, we're used to this trip. We come down under, we drink a load of your wine, drink a load of your piss, and we get battered every time, but we still enjoy it.
All right, Vaughnie, good on you, mate. Enjoy the golf courses.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.